My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Zoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And yeah, you can watch us on YouTube if you like at the Team 980 as we bring back in our pal Nate Tice, Yahoo Sports and the NFL Network. Something that he's been working on, the scheme trends of 2024. Offensively, like, what do you think is, I feel like we're doing a fashion show. Hey, what's in this year, Nate? What's in 2024 for scheme and is some of the stuff that Cliff Kingsbury likes to do in, so to speak?
Yeah, what I would say with Cliff's stuff is the run game stuff is that was one of the highlights of those Cardinals offenses with and without Kyler Murray, even just using other guys, was the run game would be pretty creative because they'd be in spread formation so much that they kind of had to, and the use of personnel. I'm really high on John Bates, by the way. Like,
this will shock you, but Paulson loves that dude. A wide tight end that just mashes his face mask into people.
The son of a wide tight end, by the way. Yes. These are probably what I should have been, not a quarterback. But it's like that is talk about weight. I should have just bulked up. Oh my god, I thought he had a great preseason. I've been a fan of him, for a while. But like, he's really coming to, like, he's like a weapon in the run game. So, but tight ends is kind of a trend. It's always a trend. But I think what's kind of I think coaches have become really understanding of limitations of these more receiving only tight ends, the 230, 245 pound types, and not going, hey, like old coaches used to be like, why don't you block? We're going to run behind you. Why aren't you blocking this defensive end? Now coaches, Ben Johnson with LaPorta last year is a great example. Dalton Kincaid with the Bills last year. These guys getting used as decoys, getting used in RPOs, getting used as arc blockers, getting used where they switch roles with the offensive linemen. So using tight ends in different ways in motion a ton is using them motion to block as opposed to motion just to pass and everything. That's kind of been a trend I've really seen. And I've seen just each kind of proliferating where coaches are getting more and more creative with it and going like, oh, let's try it with this. I think the Dolphins are a great example of that. The Cardinals are a great example of that. Kingsbury doesn't use a ton of motion, but the run game, newish run game that's kind of getting dripped in here, some college elements, he does do that, especially with the quarterback run game. We saw the touchdown with Jane Daniels against the, oh my God.
Whoever they played for, the Jets.
Oh, Jets, thank you. They all blend together. On that one, that's going to be a very popular run now. We've seen it in the NFL recently, but I think now because there's more running quarterbacks, more coaches that know how to block it up against real looks, I think that's a play you're going to see a ton of. I call it duo read, I think there's different terms for it, but it's just an at-you run. They're reading the front side defensive end. He crashes down. The quarterback keeps it. You saw it on the touchdown. Worked out perfectly. John Bates had an amazing block.
He sure did.
Had to give him a shout out on it. So I think that's one play that you'll see a lot is that quarterback run game. I want Jaden to get down still.
So do they, Nate.
My God. Dan Quinn on the one was so, you can just tell he's like, golly, like, God, like, why, man, I talked to him. But that whole stuff I feel like it's kind of passe to be like, oh, tight ends. But I think there is a element of what tight, how tight ends are being used. It's different than how Logan got used, where it's just down block.
For sure. Boom.
It's more creative. Hey, block linebackers, block safeties, guys that are more the same build. So I just really like that. I'm trying to think defensively. And
well, I'll say real quick before we get to the defensive side. One thing that definitely caught my eye very early in this Commanders team building process, and this was actually the earliest because he was the first guy to sign. When Ertz was like, I'm in, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because for those that don't know, like Zach and obviously his wife, Julie, who just gave birth to twins, congrats to the Ertzes. Like, they are West Coast people. Like, Julie, when she resumed her playing career, went to LA. Zach, like, moved to Phoenix for a reason to play for Arizona. And, you know, he obviously went to Detroit, you know, at the end of the year last year. And it's one thing if you're going to kind of chase a ring. Yeah. But to the fact that they were like, nah, we'll up and move, especially if they knew at the time they had twins coming, to up and move to Washington, D.C., and make a commitment like that, that told me a lot about how Zach thinks of Kliff and Zach as a tight end thinks of Kliff. And so I think like that is, you know, talk about, hey, this is a guy that's not going to make me go block a defensive end. He's going to use me the way that I am best used. And he has been, I know you haven't really had a chance to see this because I didn't see you out at, I don't think you made your way out to Ashburn road trip. We've gotten a chance to see it in practice, and Zach didn't play in the preseason games. That dude is catching everything. He just knows how to get open. He's all over the place. So I'm really glad you brought up the tight ends thing because I think it is going to be a huge part of what they do that we haven't even fully seen yet, even if we saw enough for you to have a love affair with John Bates.
I'm saying Ben Sinnott, right?
And that is Sinnott.
God, see, I was right. That's the thing.
And then people correct me.
And I'm like, okay, they're correcting me. They sound confident.
Nope, it's Senate. Which works here in D.C. It's close enough to Senate that it's just Senate. Yeah, that's the way I remember it because I'm a nerd, Nate.
The senator. Yeah, the senator. Yes. There we go. We just
now we're going.
Yeah, now we're going. We're going mythology. Even him who, like, ideal, he's not a perfect tight end. He's not a perfect fullback. He's kind of a little bit do-it-all. I've kind of thought of him as like a real super version of Noah Gray, who's with the Chiefs, who does everything for the Chiefs. Hey, you're tight end this play. Hey, you're a blocking tight end. Hey, move around. Hey, split out. This offense is perfect for him because, again, they're not going to ask him, hey, down block. Hey, kick out the DN. You already see him in preseason getting some creative looks too. So I really like this kind of wave of this next wave of coaches. Kliff, I'll include with it, but guys that are kind of being more expansive with their stuff. Drew Petzing, the offensive coordinator with the Cardinals, is another guy I'm very high on. And that's because he's doing the exact same stuff with it. They're going to have a bunch of tight end stuff with Trey McBride and Tip Ryman, who they drafted, and creatively using those guys and manipulating the defense and everything. So that whole, like, it's easier said than done. So it's nice to see guys actually doing it and then like not just going, we're using tight ends, and then you never see them. So it's nice to actually see proof of concept. And again, the old Cardinals, new Cardinals, and now Washington, I think all handle it very well.
Yeah, and that's probably why they wind up keeping four, by the way. But you want to say, get Paulson excited. Right? Fourth tight end out of UCLA, UDFA making the team. Let's go, Colson Yankoff. All right, Nate Tice from the NFL
Network.
They're talking
to you guys too much. Sports. That's what it is. They're just getting influenced
by you guys.
They
don't listen to me, Nate. Good gracious. Come on. Don't make me reality check myself. So those are the offensive trends. What about the defensive side of the football? Nate Tice sticking with us here on the Hoffman Show for one more segment, defensive trends and more. What's the tie that binds them all together? That's next here on the Team 980.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction,
Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.